Yo, what's going on? It's your homie Brian.
And it's John.
John, my guy. What's going on, sir?
What's up, Brian?
I am good. It is good to hear, sir.
Good.
Sir. It is a rainy day in McDonough, Georgia, sir.
As it is in Washington, D.C. Well, it's kind of misty here. It's like nasty.
Yeah.
It's like
misty, yeah. From Pokemon? What?
Nah. This is more relevant. No.
I started playing Pokemon Go.
Again?
Yeah.
What is it, 2017?
Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't played that in years. Like, yeah. I've never... Yeah, the novelty wore off to me, I guess, real quick. I got bored with it.
Yeah, I'm outside all the time, so it's just makes sense.
You're always like on the move too, so
yeah,
that's a thing.
So,
but speaking of which, are you still at Old Ye Festival?
I am still. No, it's not like the Renaissance thing, right? Like, it's not like, you know, like there are giant turkey legs out there, you know, but there aren't, you know.
There aren't any
LARPers. Yes, they are. They had some pork chop on a stick, sir.
Pass.
Yeah, I had some. It was solid fair food, if you would, you know.
Mm.
So
funnel cakes, got funnel cakes.
They do, you know. I just, you know, sweets, you know, that gets to me, you know. And if I gotta stand outside in the heat,
and then my
stomach is messed up. I just can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Right. I gotta relax. So
you're like, I'll pass.
Yeah. So anything that could potentially upset my stomach, it's a fear of mine. I don't seriously, bro. Like in the wild, I don't like for my stomach to hurt at all. Like,
well, yeah, for sure. Because all they have are like porta potties there, right?
Yeah, and like there were a few of those porta potties that had just different bodily fluids in them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Outside of that fecal story that you just dropped upon us.
Yeah.
Deuce. But how else was your week?
It's just running, man. Just running. Had a day off yesterday, so I got to pick up my daughters and spend some time with them.
Always a good thing.
Always a great thing. So
in the rain.
But just running, man. Just running, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm done this, which will be done on Sunday, the 10th.
Sunday.
Yeah, then I'll we'll jump into the Death Stranding.
Yes, please update the people on that.
Yeah, so the people, so we have a schedule. If you would, just going to throw it out there now, you know. I'm going to start, John. I'm going to start, let's say, I'll let you know on Instagram. You know, let's say that. You know.
I'm like, I have my phone ready.
I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry.
Because this would have been news to me.
Right, yeah. It would have just been like off the cuff, you know. So.
Right.
Let me be an adult and check my schedule.
Yeah.
But I'm itching because
You're digging it, right?
I'm digging it, and then I've been really setting some things up for, you know, kind of the content creation behind the announcements making my overlay and stuff like that. It's cathartic.
Which is looking pretty dope, if I do say.
Sir, thank you.
You know, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
It's different. I'll say that.
It always is.
Now, are you doing it from Twitch or YouTube? Have you decided upon that yet? Or
I haven't decided yet. I guess we should do a poll on that too.
It's going to be Twitch.
Is it? Do you think so?
I think so. I feel so. Mm. We can ask. You know, I won't poll it. I'll just ask and see if people will comment below.
Yeah.
Once you get a date in order, then I'll put that. I'll take care of it.
Yo, because I don't mind either or, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
is there a way you could like simulcast it, like, you know?
Yeah, I think there is a way.
Why not both?
Yeah, let me figure that out. Okay. You had to put me on the spot, though, John.
Stay,
you
know, tuned, folks. I apologize.
Put me on the spot, you know.
I'm sorry.
Challenging my abilities. You know what I mean? Is it a flip of a switch, you know, or maybe
I'm sure OBS has some tricks in there.
Yeah, I was using OBS. I was using OBS, you know, regular.
Got studios.
Well, there's a Streamlabs OBS, which, you know, has, you know, more stuff.
That's what I meant, Streamlabs.
And then the regular one. But I was using the regular one because I like the setup, the way I set it up. I like it. I think it's Streamlabs it's nice, but it's just kind of, it's a lot
not
of
for, not for Brian.
It's just, you know, sometimes I just want to get straight to the point, John. You feel me? I just want to get in there. Hey, take this image from here. You know what I'm saying? Take this, you know, this video media file from here. You know what I mean? Take my audio, my camera, put it in there. You know, I just want to just hit that and then do it. You feel me? Like, I don't want it to be, you know, I mean, Streamlabs is dope too, but I don't know. I don't like the whole streaming part. And it's just more or less that I just haven't sat down and really figured it out. So it's just me being lazy, you know, but
you'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll definitely get there.
Yeah, yeah.
But sure. Yeah, I don't care. You know, whatever you all want me to stream it on, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it'll be up there soon, folks. But so I told you I was like, I've been totally into Tokyo Revengers.
Yes, sir. And I have started.
Like, what episode are you on now? You said one last week. You're on, okay. So you, is this like, you know, back in the day, you're doing like weekly?
Yes.
No, you're going to end up binging that because the finale I didn't appreciate. So I went on, and this is the first time I've ever done this. This is the first like one I've read back to back. I went to the manga and I've read all the way from, I think it ends at like, spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry if this is a spoiler, but it ends at chapter like 75, the anime.
Okay.
And you read from, it ends at, they just released 225 today.
Oh,
sad. As of Wednesday. Yeah, so I need to read that probably.
So the anime is, the anime is 75 episodes?
No, it's just done up, what they, it's 24, but it's comprised of the first 75 chapters of the manga.
Oh, okay.
So it ends there, and then it picks up. I was like, I need to know what happens. I was like, holy shit. I'm not a fan of Takemichi, the main character of the show, at all. He's actually my least favorite character on it.
You always hate the main character.
It's just Deku and him. I like others.
Who else? You always hate the main character, yo.
I like the, well, I'm gonna name animes that you probably don't even watch at what? All. Like Keys, not, have you heard of Keys Kniver?
Nah.
Well, I like the protagonist on that. What else? What did I watch recently? I like I think his name was Yuto Alpha Noragami. I like the protagonist of that. I don't have to explain myself to
you. You don't, sir. You're right. Sir, I wasn't asking you, you know, I wasn't asking you to. You didn't have to.
I'm like about to name like five more. No, but it's yeah, it's dope, man. Yeah, get into it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna pick up like where you are at now is like it's still introducing shit. So yeah, like after like have you gotten to Mikey and Draken yet?
Nah.
Have you met them yet? Okay, when you see them, when you meet them, that's when it
wait. Those are his are those his friends?
Not his weak ass friends. No. Okay. Not them. They're cool too. I like them too, but no.
Okay.
The, you know about the one, the glasses, and then the one with the black hair. Yeah, no, not them.
Okay.
These two gentlemen are blonde. You'll see. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they are amazing. But speaking of, you know, Japanese culture and stuff like that, you heard about Geo, the Japanese store, stopped selling consoles because of your glorious Game Pass, sir.
I did see that What are your thoughts on that? I understand.
I saw it coming.
I understand, but I mean, is that realistic though? Can you really stop selling a product because
if nobody's buying it and they're buying PCs instead of that, then Yeah. Probably losing revenue or something like that. I don't know. I would have kept them in shelf. I would have just stopped ordering. I would have kept the ones I had, I guess. Is that what they did? Or did they just get rid of all of them?
I'm not even sure, but I'm sure they stopped.
Man. But yeah, I kind of saw it coming. You know, a lot of people are just putting this shit on PC.
You think Game Pass is destructive for...
I mean, and that's Japan too, though. So they're not... Are Xbox really big over there as they are here?
Nah, I mean, but, you know, I wouldn't... Yeah. I'm just... Like, when I saw it, I was very surprised. Like, I was very surprised that they would just, like, stop selling Xboxes because, you know... Because of Game Pass, and they feel like they're not making any game sales.
But, so, you know, if they're not, though, like, they probably have proved. I mean, how long has the Xbox One been out? I mean, Xbox Series One X been out?
they've been out a year.
Yeah, so they probably saw within that year.
Not even yet.
Well, within, let's say, 10 months. Let's say, right. You know, they've been, you know, seeing nothing, you know, money being generated from this in 10 months. They were probably like, F it. Like, let's just stop, I guess.
It's wild to me, right? I don't know.
Seriously, you know, I consider Japan as what it is. It's like I never knew Xbox to be huge over there.
Yeah, nah,
like,
not at all.
You know, so, you know, with that on top of Game Pass, where people, you know, everybody has a PC.
Right.
A decent one to run it.
This is true.
So it's that's why it didn't surprise me at all. I was like, okay. Now, if it happened here, I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like, is this a precursor to what could happen? But I don't think any you know, outlets that sell products care about stuff like that. Like, oh, you know, we don't make money on your games? Yeah, we'll still sell your console. We don't care. Because I don't think anyone wants to be, like, that place that doesn't sell it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, don't go to... Like, Target would never be like, yeah, we're not going to carry those. Because people would be like, yeah, don't go to Target for that. Because they don't carry stuff like that. They would, no company would ever pull out of, or any company would ever stop selling anything in the U.S. at least.
Yo, when does the Switch OLED come out? Doesn't it come out in like a few days?
I thought this month, right? October.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting it?
But no, absolutely not. But, the only way I'll get it is if my Switch dies, knock on wood. But that would be the only reason I get it. Even still, I'd be like, do I still want that? But, you know, are you getting it?
It comes out in 2 days.
Yeah, I thought so, the 9th. Because Metroid Dread comes out the 9th.
I think it's the 8th. It says the 8th.
Oh, maybe they're doing it. I don't know. Yikes, my bad. Well, this week.
I can't afford it, so no.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I
want one, though.
Really? You have every generation of the Switch if you get this.
Yeah.
You're like, so what? But dude,
what up?
Smash's character got announced yesterday.
Sir, it did.
It did. It is Sora of Kingdom Hearts. How did you feel? Did you care?
You know I don't at all. Like, I was only excited just so I could talk to you about it. Like, I didn't give a shit.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last strand of hope. This is the final character that Brian will ever play Smash. We almost had him at Sephiroth, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know. But no, like, I was super excited. I saw it coming. Everybody was demanding.
Yeah,
for him.
You saw
either
it?
Him or, yeah, it was either going to be between him, Crash, maybe Waluigi. I don't know. I was thinking of Overwatch character for a minute until Blizzard. But,
yeah,
you know. The Sora's, that was a good acquisition.
That's such a fan move. It's a really good
move. It was.
You know, like, who's going to complain? Have you seen anyone complaining about Sora?
No.
Yeah, like, mm-mm. no one's going to complain about that. Like,
not yet. They're out there. You know it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're out there.
You know, I feel like if they selected Crash, there probably would be a segment of people being like, that's the last character you're going to select, you know?
I feel after Kazuya, nobody should say shit. It doesn't even matter. Like, they could put a Battletoad on there. Nobody better say shit. Like, Kazuya was the most random shit. I don't know. I just didn't. He's tight, too. He's vicious as shit.
So now that this is the last character, so are they going to come out with another Smash Brothers, or what's the deal?
Yeah, not for OLED. Probably after, you know, if the Switch 2 or, like I said, Switch U or whatever the next one's going to be called. That's when the next one. They do it every system.
How many total characters did they come out with for?
Like 89.
Like for,
you talking about DLC?
DLC, or, yeah, for like,
oh, the, like 14.
Damn, that's it.
7 was for the first season and 7 was the second season.
Damn, that's it.
6 or 7. Yeah, what do you mean that's it?
I don't know. I don't know why I thought like they were, I don't know why I thought there was like 30 of them.
No. Mm-mm.
I thought that there was always like these new announcements here and there. You know, I just,
what they do is, well, you're not wrong. Like what they do is like they did last week, they'll put something random out. It'll be like a precursor of the character coming up the next week. Like, and then the character will come out and then they'll show their moveset and shit. They'll have like a little demonstration of their moves and shit. They don't do that with every character, but they did that with like Sephiroth, I think.
So
did like they show that trailer at Video Game Awards or whatever that was. Yeah, it was.
And they show Sora?
Oh yeah.
In game?
Yes. He's dope.
Glorious.
He's dope. And they have his little sound effects from the game when he hits you and shit.
Can you bring in Donald and Goofy?
That's what I was getting on. So I think Disney's they're not in it at all. Like it's just him. Like they have a background of They have a background on one of his, because you know every character comes with a new level in the music and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna touch on the music too in a minute. Something I didn't appreciate, but they have like the circle of all the characters. I forgot what that part was. I haven't played Kingdom Hearts in years, but it's the ring of all the characters' faces, and usually Donald's is at the top.
Yeah,
it's just like nothing, and then they show like Kyrie and Riku and all these other characters.
So just the square portion of
Kingdom
Hearts. Now we don't believe in the Disney portion of all.
Yeah, and they showed his like final smash, his ult or whatever, his final smash. I was like, oh, here come Donald and Goofy. It was just like him throwing you in a door and locking it and it blows up. And I'm like,
what?
It was like his like, you know, being that he locked you away or whatever. Like, you know, it's the Keyblade or whatever. But I was like, that was
really
underwhelming. Probably because I was expecting Donald and Goofy still holding on hope they got some deal with Disney, which they never did.
Did they have any summons or anything like that? You know, like from the third one, any of those trains and all that stuff that they have?
That would be OP. Yeah. It was OP on its own game. They have like, he does a thing like where he can do different attacks with his Keyblade, but they're different elements. So he'll like do an ice attack and a thunder attack and a fire attack and stuff like that.
Does he like randomly turn into Roxas and then you have no idea what the hell is going on?
They didn't go that deep. No, like they spent their whole budget showing the little sword, the Mickey Mouse keychain on his Keyblade in the opening credit. Because Mario just threw something up in the air and it was his Keyblade, and they zoomed in on the Mickey Mouse, you know,
The
accessory on his his charm or whatever.
So you're like, satisfied, sir?
I'm satisfied. I'm gonna get him. I already have him basically. I got the season pass, so I'm just waiting till, when does he come out? The 18th? 15th or 18th, he comes out in like a couple of weeks.
Is it worthy?
The second season
pass? Do you feel like it's this last character of this game that you are like all about and so in love with? Do you feel is he worthy of the last character slot in your book,
complaints?
Sir?
No complaints here. Like you said, it was complete fan service. Like he completely gave the fans what they wanted. And yeah, like people were crying on YouTube, dude.
I saw it, you sent me the picture of it, and I was like, yeah, I had just seen it, and I seen, you know, a bunch of people on my Twitter feed just, you know, at the top of my phone, like Sora's in Smash.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay, cool, everybody's excited. But yeah, I didn't I was about to watch it because someone had it on live. But I ended up doing something else. But I definitely wanted to see, you know, and then see your reaction.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they satisfied my man, you know what I'm saying, and what he's able to. I know he's all about both the game Kingdom Hearts and Smash. So
yes,
it's so
I was like super happy.
Yeah.
That made my
Bro, I had no idea. I didn't even know that it was even, you know, in a question, you know, of it being Sora.
Really?
Yeah, like that was shit. Just, you know.
Yeah, some people kind of gave up. Like they were like, okay, it's not coming.
So this had been like something that people had been expecting for a while, or?
Yeah, people have been asking for them. And they also like have like three games coming out. They released the three 1.5, 2.5, and 3 on cloud. But I was like, you need the cloud to run
1.5.
1 and 2.
Yeah. That's weird.
It was weird. It's shit. Unless they're doing some kind of pack or whatever, you know, like Mario Duck Hunt. Like they put them all on the same thing. You just pick the game you want. Unless they do it that way. Otherwise, yeah, but, I'm like, why the hell?
But still, it's on cloud. Like you can't mm-mm. run 1 and 2 on the Switch. Like you,
yes, they can.
You can. It's, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's a PlayStation 2 game. Like, yeah.
So that makes me wonder. That's really weird. And that sucks because you got to pay full price for that shit too. That's.
I hope they're not like Epic store prices.
Yeah, I mean that's. I don't understand.
Do you think it will be?
Yeah. I mean, like, why not? It's because it's the what? Same. It's the same game. It's the same game, and then when it's on cloud, you can't say it's diminished.
You know? I just inquired why that was even. Three, I get. Yeah, 3, I totally understand. That was a lot.
Yeah, because that's yeah, yeah, and that's it's made for a more powerful device.
But 1 and 2, like what? That shit could run PlayStation 3 games, like
bro.
I was confused. Yep, I'm excited for Sora nonetheless.
I'm thinking of making a. I'm thinking of maybe trying to stream again. I don't know, maybe
stream. Oh, like permanently?
Maybe, I don't know.
We'll talk. Do not quote him, folks.
Yeah, I'm pretty terrible. So,
no, you're not. But can we get into like that was like the longest intro ever? But
yeah, sorry.
Awesome nonetheless.
Yo, because Sora's in
Smash, bro. Fucking Smash, dude. So the rundown right quick. Tokyo Game Show wrapped up this past weekend, and we must sound off on what we took away from the show, like some of these trailers, because dude,
yes,
some of them looked damn amazing. Our input will be coming later on in the show. The greatest game ever, according to IGN, has wrapped up their 100 game bracket, and I was pretty confused and taken aback by a few of the selections. B wasn't. Yeah. Are you ever shocked, sir?
Nope.
What game is this, you ask? If you don't know, we got you guys in a bit, and we will be entering Brian's territory here, which is all things Konami. Word on the street is that Konami is inviting indie developers to come in and work on some of their classic hits. Also, Konami is reportedly working on Metal Gear, Castlevania, and Silent Hill. How confident are we with Konami, like, right now, would you say? Are you confident with them?
Nah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because your boy isn't there, and we will discuss that right after I find out something right quick. Brian.
Sir.
B-Rye.
What up?
Mr. Pendleton, what you been playing all day, bro?
Hey, you know, it's been a lot of capturing footage from the stranding of the deaths there, you know. and I'm enjoying myself. It's a good time, man. I'm excited for the stream. Like I said, been capturing some footage to use for content creation, as well as I'm enjoying playing it. Like I've restarted it like 3 times already since it came out, and you know, so I'm not far at all. So I'm ready to really jump in and play with the audience and kind of really talk about how it makes me feel, because it's the only game that makes me feel the way it makes me feel. So I'm excited for that, sir. You're muted, sir.
We'll find out on B-Stream when he
absolutely
when he starts streaming in a couple of weeks. We got to figure out, you know, like today.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But did you see any like differences in between like this one and the previous one?
Yeah, so like there's a really cool it has like a letterbox option, so you could play like with the, you know, like a widescreen, like so if you had a widescreen monitor, which I don't have, but the cool thing I feel is it allows you to, you know, have the black bars on the top and the bottom. So basically what I'm doing on the stream is I'm moving the picture up and just taking the top bar and essentially moving it to the bottom and kind of just filling that space at the bottom with you know, my overlay and stuff like that. So that there's nothing on the screen. It's just all, you see all screen and
Gameplay,
yeah, so the gameplay isn't tainted, sir. So,
yeah.
you know, because sometimes, you know, when I be having my face on the screen and it's like missing stuff, you're covering up, you know, what's in the bottom left-hand corner. You can't see how many bullets I have left. You don't understand the dire needs that I have. You know what I'm saying? So,
Man.
you know.
So it's like, you know, the ammo and stuff is like bottom left, you said?
Yeah, there's like a there's a thing, you know, on most games, like on the HUD, you know, have like the ammo. Like it's sometimes when we, you know, when you stream, like when we did the moon stream and then the moon was
Oh my
covering
God.
like the
Like
words.
everybody on Persona's face and then
Yeah, so you know, I like that this gives me the option to keep the gameplay completely separate from, you know, my shit that I have on the screen, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I'm pretty hyped, bro. I'm pretty hyped.
Yeah, I
So
can't wait to see it.
yeah. Yeah, dog. What about you, man? You've been playing all day, bruh.
Overwatch, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I had a week, but
Yeah, you had a week, yeah.
but yeah, Overwatch is all I had time for this week, and that was barely, you know. But you know, Overwatch is Overwatch.
Yeah.
Not much to say. So Brian
What?
is a little disappointed with
Yeah.
how old Owl 2 is looking right now.
Yeah.
Talk to the people, man.
I guess some of the pros from Overwatch 1 have been given the opportunity to play Overwatch 2. And there've been like I think they showed in the middle of one of the matches there was like a, you know, demonstration of the game. And so, you know, it's 5v5 now instead of 6v6. And so that changes a huge dynamic of the game that there's only one shield or one tank, I'm sorry. One tank, still two DPS, still two support. And yeah, so and then like there was some someone was saying like the way they did Zarya's bubbles, like they changed them, like and like
To what?
you have to like the cooldown if you use either or like is affected. So like now they're
It
separate, but I believe like now they're like together. And it's
Why
like
would they do
you only
something like
have
that?
one tank.
What,
Like
right? That's the opposite, but
why would
are they
you
doing
nerf
anything
her?
normal? They're
Yeah, so
trash, y'all. And I told you. You know, I told you.
yeah, one of them said it felt like Call of Duty. I was
Oh,
like,
gross.
oh man.
Oh no.
So and even like when I look at it, it doesn't look like the menus don't look as vibrant. It definitely looks like a lot more like
They might want to go
gamey.
like more serious, I think. Do you think? Is that what they were trying to go for? Like
I
more
don't
of a
know.
realistic tone
I mean,
than the zany bullshit that'd be happening on this one.
Overwatch didn't necessarily lose its audience because of like the way it was. It lost its audience because it started to suck. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like
The nerfs
that's
and the buffs and all that,
yeah,
just
like
the
that's what
characters.
yeah, that killed Overwatch. So like not, you know, not the characters, not the background stuff. It's just like the gameplay got stagnant because it wasn't balanced, and then you had this, you know, goats and all this other stuff, and people feeling like you can only win one way, so they don't want to play that anymore. Like that's what killed that game. None of that other, you know, none of the extra shit. You know, the extra shit is cool. Like I like the aesthetics of Overwatch. Like it's vibrant, it's colorful. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very accommodating from a, you know, every aspect, whether it be, you know, race, you know, nationality,
Oh
gender,
yeah.
you know what I mean? It's like
Very
it's
diverse.
a very diverse game. So, you know,
Yeah.
it's
I always appreciated that aspect of it.
yeah, it's always been cool. So it just
The game
seems,
itself.
Yeah, I don't know. Even like, watch the video and like, look at like, you know, like how the menu like looks. And I don't want to say menu, but like the boxes, you know,
it looks
like,
duller.
Like, yeah, it's just, like it has no life. Dull. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. my man Jeff ain't there, bro. You know, see, he's talking that shit about my man Jeff. You know, about his you know, he'd be sitting by the fire for Christmas. You know. Not gonna get that flavor no more, man.
What it sounded like they need to throw this game in fire. But moving on, you know, because Overwatch, we're probably gonna be on that after this. But so Konami, sir. You know, last week Konami announced an indie game contest that asked small devs to make games based on some of his classic games. You know, like Gradius, Twinbee, Nightmare with a K, etc. The winner of this contest will receive 2 million yen, which converts to roughly $18,000 over here. Konami also offer, commercialization as well as 30 million yen, which is $270,000 over here, in development funds. They will also grant supervision, production advice, and support regarding localization, promotion, and development equipment. This is per IGN. Sir, I have a question for you.
What up?
Is this a prize? Is it really a prize, do you think?
Like, is it enough?
No, not even like it's enough. It sounds like they're taking your creation and slapping Konami on it. Those things and then just sell it for like millions. That's what I got from it.
Okay, know? I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on, you know, if you really want to work for Konami or not, right?
That's true too.
If it's always been your dream to work for Konami, then it kind of sucks that you have to go through a contest to, you know, but I guess it makes sense because it's like, hey, like, you
are all property. Job applications right. a contest.
Right. I know, but this is bro, like, come on, don't make me bake a pie to show you how well of a, you know, a chef I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I got a resume too, like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it is pretty cool, I think, at the same time, right?
You know? Yeah, I'll give it that. It's cool too, but it's just, I don't know. Because not 100% on board.
They could make a Vic Viper game.
Oh my God.
I love Vic Viper. I'm a huge fan.
Just tweet that to whoever's in it.
Vic Viper?
Do Vic Viper, yeah.
Yeah, someone make a Vic Viper game. Although he is in Zone of the Enders too. Sir? No. Excuse me?
No.
Sir.
Never. Am I still muted? Never.
Sir, have you played the first one?
No.
Yeah, you didn't really need to. I mean, the first one was the precursor to the second one. The second one is where it's at. Mm. But sir.
Sorry. Yeah, no.
I bought it on PS4. It was like $4.
Is it still? Because clearly.
Not. No, but it
was missing something amazing.
It's a remaster. It's it's one of those games that has a an anime with it. Not outside of game though, I don't believe. But although I do think there is a Zone of the Enders anime. But I think it's separate. But an anime exists within the game. Like,
this wasn't story. It like mech-y?
Yes, yes.
That's why I didn't like it or get it.
Yeah.
I don't like that type of shit. My bad. I'm sorry for people out there. That's just not my yeah. All that Kaiju shit and all that, nah. But I like 13 Sentinels though, which was a portion of that. But
yeah,
I don't know. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
And you were all about, but I did you play Virtual On?
Yeah, in arcades and shit. Yeah.
I loved Virtual On.
I never understood what was going on though.
I had it on Saturn.
You did?
Yeah.
I only played in the arcade with the two joysticks and shit. And I'd always be like, just moving and shit. I'd waste like $1 just to like move around and get my ass handed to me. I had no idea what was going on.
There'd be like groups of people around that thing at MAGFest.
Really?
Yeah, because they have a virtual, they have one or two. If it's two, then one is probably down. But anyway, it's just a group of people sitting around the virtual lawn machines. I'm like, word. I want to play it, but I don't feel like waiting. I just go to something else.
I mean, it's not something that I would sit down and wait for, but, you know, because back in the day, it would always be, no one would ever be playing it. Whenever I'd see it, I would never have to wait to play virtual on, you know? It would just always be open because it was always expensive as hell, like compared to everything else. And people didn't care for, at least in my area, people just didn't really care for it. So,
wow. Man, but you know, like MAGFest is like a collection from everybody from everywhere. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I find it interesting, this whole, you know, contest thing with Konami and, you know, them now, like, I guess, you know, looks like they're pimping out their their wares here, you know, because you have the remaster,
yeah,
remake, you know, portion of not just these smaller games in Gradius and, you know, but you got Metal Gear Solid, Castlevania, Silence. Right,
bad. Konami's working. No, I'm sorry, I cut you off. You know, like he's like B was saying, you know, they were working on Metal Gear, Castlevania, and I'm excited for this one, Silent Hill series.
Yeah, you're all
with both that. Internal and external studios attached. They call it Castlevania not a remake or a remaster, but a reimagining. So I'm kind of excited for that jargon they use for that. But yeah, I'm excited, bro.
Yeah.
And they just released, you know, the Castlevania Advance last week. They dropped all those during their announcement, like shit. So,
yeah,
that's a thing. Are you into Castlevania, sir?
I never. The only one I played, honestly, was what was the 3D one? Lords of Shadows. Is that what it was called?
No, before I would.
The one that came out on, I think it was on PS3. It had some light Shadow of the Colossus elements in it.
Lord of Shadows, yeah.
Yeah. So that was out on the PS3, yes, yep. And the Xbox 360. Yeah, because you know Kojima had a hand in finishing that game, so you know I had to play it.
It's your guy.
It's my guy right there, you know, so. But yeah, I didn't play the second one. But yeah, that's the only one that I played for real. I just never was into like the whole, you know, the whole vampire thing has never been my thing. So
what?
Yeah.
Nah.
You know, we grew up in church, John. You know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know.
I still did.
Can't be playing around with ghosts and shit, John. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
you know,
as you were like, shoot, did you have Resident Evil? Like,
no,
you never had.
No, and like, you know, like, I don't play horror shit, you know what I mean?
I was
like,
about to say, as you're shooting something in the face,
Death Stranding is the most horror thing I'm playing, and that is pretty horror.
Is
it scares me, it makes me feel very uncomfortable, sir.
I didn't know that to be horror, suspense,
yeah I guess, yeah.
Well, no, but you know, Konami's planning on, however, remastering Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Because
again, I didn't play the trilogy, so.
I don't really trust Konami with anything right now, you know what I mean? that's more or less my concern over it all. Because, I mean, they just made the worst game ever in they switched Pro Evolution Soccer to eSoccer. Remember we were talking about that like last week?
Oh yeah, is that horrible launch they had?
Yeah. So, you know, Konami scares me. They're totally like that company that will release shit just because the name is on it, and they won't really. I'm afraid they won't care. You know what I mean? Enough to put in the work to like, you know. Breathe the new life into these characters that we know and love because they know they're going to get paid, you know?
I mean, you don't think they'll go like verbatim? You think they're going to do so? Well, it's a remaster, so
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's not a remake. Yeah. It's they're just still... gonna slap some shiny paint on it. You know, they're speculating Blue Point or Blue Point was doing it, who's known for Shadow Colossus remake and others, but it's looking like Virtuos.
Yeah, Blue Point just got bought by Sony, so
there it is.
So yeah.
Virtuos made the Switch port of Dark Souls and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them, so I've never I can't say neither here nor there, sir. You know, if whether or not they do a good job. And I know you didn't play Dark Souls, so.
Oh, hell no.
But yeah, that does
make me. Not anything bad.
Yeah. Again, I'm just, you know, you kind of get used to certain teams, you know, doing certain stuff. Blue Point, there's another team that does remasters. I can't think of their name. Even the folks that are doing what's that game? The Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. You know, doing that remaster, which is the folks that always do the Lucas stuff, you know, for Mac, you know, they have a long pedigree, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know these folks here. I don't know them. So I don't, you know. I don't know how to feel. Yeah. But it's Metal Gear Solid 3, John. And I just can't, you can't just play around with it, John.
Well, who's there that playing around? They're taking this as serious as you and every other Metal Gear Solid fan.
Well, probably way more than we are because they're spending money. So I ain't putting up no money like that for it, John. You know, maybe $60, $70, but that's about it.
They also said multiple Silent Hill games are in development, which fills me with joy. Because I only played one and two, I think. I've definitely played one. I don't remember if I beat two or not. But yeah, I'm excited for that. They didn't specify what. I don't know if they're remasters, remakes. They're probably remasters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like you said, I think there's only the first two and... I think there's a newer one on that came out on 360 and PS3, right? I think maybe like one game, maybe. I don't think they have that many games, right?
I thought they had five.
Is there that many?
I thought they had a few.
I don't know, sir.
I'm investigating. But yeah, either way, I want them.
So you want to play all of them? You want to make sure they're all remastered and on the Nintendo Switch, sir?
Oh, if they're on the Switch, I'm all in.
Sir.
But it won't be. It'll probably be on PS4, like Resident Evil 8. If they remake it. If they remaster it, then yeah, it'll probably be on Switch.
Speaking of Resident Evil, didn't you send me that article about Capcom wanting to make PC their main platform?
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense though, right? Because everything at this point is a PC. Yeah, these consoles are just PCs. They're not really too far off from, you know, what you got under your desk there, sir, you know?
They had a ton of games. They had Silent Hill.
Okay.
Play Novels? Oh, I guess. Oh, yeah, Play Novels, Silent Hill. That was on Game Boy Advance. Silent Hill 2, 3, 4, a mobile game. The Arcade, Origins, Orphan, The Escape, Orphan 2, Homecoming, Shattered Memories, Orphan 3, Downpour, the HD Collection, and Book of Memories.
Wow. And here I thought they only made two games.
I said five. I still wasn't even close.
I mean, because I don't care.
Like, every time I looked up and I saw, like, a new one, I just like, probably stopped keeping count.
Well, I think a lot of those, like you said, there was like mobile games. A few of those are probably mobile games. A few more.
Not all of them. No, like not like three on and four and.
Well, yeah, I know those ones. Yeah, I know
Orphan.
Like... Yeah, what's Orphan? Where is that at?
Oh, that's a mobile one too.
Yeah. Either
Homecoming
a lot of
wasn't.
Was it Japanese only?
No, it was here. I remember that. It's like a family in a frame. Well, it's a father and a son in a frame. They look demonic.
What console?
PlayStation 3 and 360.
I don't remember any of that, sir. In the slightest.
And then Book of Memories is on Vita.
I don't remember that. Nope. Yeah, I just never paid attention to Silent Hill. I played the first two, and that was it.
That is scary?
Yeah. Yeah, scared the shit. Okay.
That was about to say, that was scarier than Resident Evil to me.
Yeah, that's why I didn't, you know, that's why after that, because I didn't beat the second one obviously at all. So I traded it in. And I was just like, all right, we're done with this.
Remember the movies?
Yes, they were disgusting.
I liked the first one. The second one was trash.
I don't think I've ever watched any of them.
Yeah, how can you call them trash?
No, I said disgusting. They were disgusting because they had those they had those like those things in it, like the
The pyramid head and the nurses. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just disgusting. Yeah. I'm not watching that shit. I'm not watching no live version of that, bro.
They did a good job on them.
Well, yeah, because it looks real. Like I'm not like it looks horrible. Like not in like it looks bad, but it looks disgusting. I don't want to see that shit. That's what I'm talking about. Nah, man. Dude. That shit's mad nasty, bro.
Did you check out the Tokyo Game Show this past week?
I did take a look at a few things. The
took a gander
at that one Final Fantasy Origins.
Stranger of Paradise.
Yes. Which I found out is a Team Ninja game.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me even more excited after seeing that trailer.
And Brian, it's multiplayer.
Sir, I think we found our new ace in the hole there, sir. I don't think we got to play Overwatch anymore, bro. You know? You know, like, so what is this though? What is this? Is this something like, do we find loot, John? Is this something that I'm going to waste money on? Cause like if it's good enough, I will.
Well, they just released a demo. So they,
Can we play it?
I don't know if it's a multiplayer demo or not. They were just mainly focusing on the graphics, the lighting, usefulness of NPCs, and is this a PlayStation 5 demo only, or was it a beta?
I don't know. I just thought that the demo that they were playing at TGS was just maybe a TGS demo,
probably, but they have a new demo now. They say Final Fantasy Origin demo multiplayer with friends. You've likely heard that you need to kill. Hold on. Do have to unlock it like you predicted. If you want to enjoy multiplayer in Final Fantasy Origins, you need to fully unlock it. Complete the first level to access the search for a room feature and join your pals. I think, yeah, that's on the demo. The demo's out now.
Bro. Okay, so right now, sir, what I'm doing on my PlayStation app is I am downloading this demo. Never mind. I'll have to wait because I got to sign in because I had changed my phone number and then that all messed all that stuff up. So,
fun.
But it is a PlayStation. It is on both PlayStation and PS5 and PS4. So,
sweet.
Shouldn't be an issue. Damn, that was quick though for that demo. God, I had no idea. Yeah. The Verge says Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin has a new demo and it's awesome.
Yeah. I can't find it.
You can't find it on a PlayStation store?
No. I'll look on my actual PlayStation. The phone gets my nerves.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Forspoken they showed again. I'm digging Forspoken, yeah.
Yeah, you're all about Forspoken.
Yeah, they did some magic parkour stuff. Shin Megami Tensei 5. Okay, so my thing with Persona fans, if any of you are listening, we have a whole year. We did not need the Sega Atlas to display any Persona shit. We just got something. We got to wait to December. They showed Shin Megami Tensei 5 stuff. People went off on Twitter, yo. Where's Persona? Ain't in the comments.
So they're upset?
Yeah, they were like, they were expecting some Persona shit. Like, we have a whole year. Yeah, and you know they're pushing this game.
And it seems like that, you know, like you said, Persona has its own like thing going on. So they're not gonna talk about it at some other show because it has its own thing. It doesn't
thing, right? You know. I can see if it wasn't the anniversary happening, then I'd be like, okay.
Right.
But you know, people were, you know, kind of upset at that. They didn't show anything from Yakuza either.
People were expecting an announcement.
Yeah, they're announcing some either Persona or Yakuza stuff, but mainly the Persona fans was going out like, where's Persona? I'm like, it's in December. Yeah.
It's not going to be announced there.
No. I knew they were going to show Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Yeah, and that looks like fire. Are you getting that?
I don't know. I want to play 3 first, but I'm kind of intimidated by 3.
And they say 3 is hard as shit.
I heard, and that's why I'm like...
Are all of those games hard, apparently? Or is that just like the last one is hard? Is that like a thing about those?
I think it is a thing about them. Because it's not like, you know, it's Persona's a spinoff of that. So, you know, they have the similar monsters and stuff, but like the fighting system is kind of different. And what I was seeing, I was like, I don't know if I would like this. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if it's the look of it. I don't know, something about it. But yeah, from what they're showing here, though, for 5, yeah, that does look dope.
I think if I was really into the Switch like that, I would. What?
Get this.
Yeah, I would get it, yeah. Because it would just be, it looks slick. It looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I found a demo. It's a Stranger.
Is there a way you could share it to me?
Nah, that's what I was trying to figure out. And then because I have my PS5 set up, it's just showing the PS5 version.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But it's under Stranger of Paradise, that's Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I just typed in Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything else.
I just typed in Stranger and it popped up, bro. You know what I'm saying? That might be what you gotta do, dog.
And speaking of Final Fantasy, the First Soldier, bro.
Yes.
Looks kind of dope.
Bro, I don't play phone games, man. You know me.
I don't either.
But this might be a phone because it looks like obviously like we can make a party, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. See, this is literally just finding shit to play. With John like all the time, you know what I mean? Like literally like, yo, we gotta find another game, we gotta find another co-op game, and we got this game on the phone. Final Fantasy is Origins is co-op as well, and so we might just be and then, yo, I was talking to my cousin, he just started playing WoW, so I might start playing WoW. Yeah
Yikes. It's saying I found the demo.
It's called a trial version.
The trial version 2. Yeah, it's only for PS5.
Oh.
Brian.
Sir.
Damn it.
Well, I think we can
SharePlay or something.
SharePlay, yeah.
I don't know how that's gonna be. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But when the actual game comes out though, it's on.
Yeah, it's on both. They did something similar. Like Resident Evil 8 was like that. Like the demo didn't come out for like weeks later after the PS5
one. Stupid.
Well, they're pushing the PS5, so it makes sense.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just a demo, yo. Come on, man. It's over on the 11th. So the crazy thing, didn't realize we had, you know, this came out on the 1st, this demo. So
damn.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah, Monster Hunter Rise had some love. I'm not a Monster Hunter fan at all, sir.
Sir, I tried back in the PSP days, you know, which was kind of hard for me because you didn't have the second analog stick there, you know. but I tried, you know, couldn't get far. And then I tried, was that Monster Hunter World on PS4? You know, I just, you know, just didn't.
You're like, whatever.
I think I need like somebody to play with, like at all times or something like that. I played with my cousin a little bit, And Ben was just like too good, so he was like way too far, you know. Yeah, I feel bad, you know, like, hey, bro, can you help me do this, like, easiest shit quest, you know, for them, you know, for me, it's like life and death.
I'm sure he didn't mind, though.
Nah, he didn't, but, you know, I don't know.
You know, you were bothered. You were probably just over it.
It's cool, man. It's cool, but it's just, the controls for me are a little, you know, they're different than, you know, anything else. It's, you know.
They had a movie, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you watch that? Do you plan on watching it?
It's one of those things, if it comes on, or if I see it scrolling through.
It's on. Like how I watched Warcraft because it was on one time.
Yeah, I fell asleep on that.
Yeah.
Video game movies are the greatest. And then Sega finally unleashed their debuted their mysterious RPG trailer, which is Synchronicle. That's also a new mobile game. I didn't play Chain Chronicle, and that's supposed to be like the successor to it.
Is that a mobile game?
It was on Vita.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have much to say about it. It just looked like something I would not be. It looked, I don't know. It looked okay. I like the little, I think it has a little choose your own adventure type of deal going on. I think from what I was seeing in the trailer, but it didn't grab me like I thought. So, you know, I thought it was going to be more. And I thought it was not going to be a mobile game. So that immediately.
Yeah. Bro, what do you think of these? What do you think of these mobile games, man?
I think people know that people are always on the go, and Switch is the only thing that, you know, is on the go, but people don't pull that out. So, you know, they're trying to make everybody a gamer, I think, at this point.
Like, I mean, I think, like, you know, like, I'm really, when I saw the Final Fantasy, was it Final Fantasy VII Soldier 76? No, it's not that. But you know what I'm talking about? Final Fantasy VII, the first soldier. That mobile game, like that. That's really like the first time. Like I saw that trailer and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna play this. Like, and normally I'm like, oh shit, what is this? Oh, it's mobile. Like, oh well, I'll take a look at it. You know, see what it's like. But I'm not gonna play it. You know what I mean? But this, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta figure out like a controller solution for this. You know, like it looks fun, bro. Maybe we should
Candy Crush to here,
bro. Maybe we should make a controller, and call it All Day I Play. The controller itself, it's like a foldable like phone case or some shit. I don't know.
Patent pending.
Right, look at it, bro. $1 million in my pocket right now. Somebody stole it already. Damn it.
Yeah, I feel somebody has that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
But like I need I'm thinking like now. I need a controller option, bro. Like
I could play with the phone.
Well, like on screen controls, bro. And I can't.
Are you talking about like the whole like you're talking about more than just a grip? Are you talking about everything with like the whole shebang with the buttons and stuff on it?
Like making that?
No, I'm just talking about in general what you need for the game.
Like I want a controller. Like to play it.
Like
I want
like an actual controller for it. Oh wow.
Like, you know, because like I feel like that's the only way. I can't play phone games. I can't like move my character on screen, bro. Like I just can't.
It was okay with that. I played
the tactile 4, 5, or 6
Final Fantasies. It was okay.
Yeah, like I mean still,
how yeah, it is. But how like crazy is this gonna be? Like, is it gonna be like I saw the trailer, but like are they gonna be to the point where you need a controller? Are they gonna be that?
Bro, okay. I mean,
I guess listen, it doesn't matter for you.
I watch these kids play Call of Duty Mobile, and I'm like, I need a controller, and they don't need no controller, bro.
See,
you know, so it's just me. I'm old, bro. I'm old. I'm an old man, bro. You feel me?
Arthritis.
Yeah, it just doesn't like I grew up feeling buttons. So if I can't feel it, you know, it's like an old person when they go from having a flip phone to a smartphone. They're like, I can't feel the buttons when I'm dialing. I don't know which number I pressed.
And what did you say to those older individuals?
I said, get over that shit, old man.
There you go.
Get over
that shit, old man.
Yo, but I want to play this, though. We got to play this. We got to play this, though, for real.
Yeah, I want it. Yeah, no, like, seriously.
You know, it's going to be free, you know, so.
Then, oh, yeah, because they're going to charge you an arm and a leg for equipment.
It's going to cost us millions.
They're
going to
charge you actual what the character would spend for a sword is what we're going to have to pay for.
Right. I don't know when it comes out. But it's a battle royale. Oh. Never mind.
Oh, damn. Really? Not even going to get. What did you think it was?
I don't know. I thought it was like an action RPG.
Oh, no.
Never mind. Shit, man.
Phil Spencer made an announcement. He wants to Xbox to increase his Japanese game lineup.
Yeah, I imagine.
Quote, every single day to increase our lineup of Japanese games in order to help bring Japanese games around the world. It's an honor to support Tokyo Game Show and our Japanese partners. We're working with Japanese publishers every single day to increase our lineup of Japanese games on Xbox. We know it's really important to fans and customers on Xbox. So, yep. We'll see some probably Catherine shit on there. Probably gonna see some Persona shit. Probably gonna see Final Fantasy out the ass.
I think
if it isn't already.
I think a lot of times we think of Japanese, we think of those big publishers, right? Like, you know, the Final Fantasies and the Catherines, the Atlases, you know, Segas. But I think, you know, now
as Scarlet Nexus was the beginner.
I think as we continue to really push into like this era where, you know, anyone can make games, I think you'll start to see games coming from literally everywhere. There's a lot of new, you know, trailers that pop up and I'm like, oh shit, this looks fire. Like who makes this? And it's like some company I have no idea of. You know, I've never heard of them before. You know what I mean? Like they're popping up like crazy right now. So it's really cool like what these teams are able to do and scale to be able to pull off, which seemed like only a handful of companies, you know, that had been doing it, you know, since we were kids, were still doing it. And now we got, you know, a new breed of talent. And, you know, just new development houses to, you know, make more cool shit for us. So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. But yeah, I'm not playing that no more, bro.
What?
That Final Fantasy. I'm not going to play it now.
Damn, seriously?
It's a battle royale, bro. I don't play battle royales. You don't play battle royales.
I don't, but I would have played it on the phone. Like on.
All right, I'll play it then. All right.
We're going to be over in like two games.
Right.
And King of Fighters 15 showed his first on the character named Isla. I'm sorry if I mispronounced her name. I want King of Fighters 15.
Is it out?
No.
No. I didn't know that was a DLC character that you were.
No, she's just a new character for the game.
Is it going to be on Switch?
One can only hope. No, it's only going to be on PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox, and Windows. It comes out February 17th. I'm going to purchase it.
I need to check that out. King of Fighters?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 2D?
15. Yeah, it's like Street Fighter. Street Fighter 5 or 4.
Oh. Word, bro. I had no idea this was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, are you serious? Are you getting this?
Yeah, 14. Yeah. Have you played 14?
No.
Nah, bro. It's good. If you like King of Fighters. I liked it. Nobody had it, so I had nobody to play with. I got bored with it.
That's what usually happens with me at fighting games, bro. That's why I don't play fighting games, because no one buys them anymore.
Yeah.
And they don't, for me, they don't offer as much intrigue you know, they're interesting when I first get them, but it kind of wears off, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
The allure of it all wears off. But yeah, bro, this looks dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get this. King of Fighters. How many characters are in here?
A lot. Was a lot unfortunate to me.
So King of Fighters better than Street Fighter to you, or is that
No,
been
no.
okay?
It's close. I prefer Street Fighter. I prefer the characters on Street Fighter more so
Yeah.
than King of Fighters.
But gameplay wise, you like King of Fighters?
They're even.
They're even
They're
then.
even.
Okay.
Yeah, because they don't feel completely the same. So.
Right, yeah, there is a differentiation.
But
Sir.
would you consider it the greatest game ever, though?
No, and I also, as much as I love God of War 2018, it's not the greatest game of all time. I mean, you could say it's the best PS4 game. Yeah, absolutely. You could.
Yeah. I mean, as Brian said, IGN held a tournament bracket, March Madness-isk, King of the
Right.
Ring-isk, if you will. Yeah, they had a bracket of all the hundred of 100 games. They, you know, broke them down via voting on Twitter, which is the point that I'm getting to. Well, Brian will get to what he made to me yesterday. Me help make it more, make it more, make it make more sense. Yeah, they just, you know, voted weeks and weeks and weeks, and like that was the beginning of September, and like the end of September,
Yeah.
yeah, they just announced God of the War, God of the War,
God
God
of
of
War.
War, starring
War.
Kratos
Yes.
and Atreus, boy,
Oi.
as that was perfect, as the greatest game ever. I do not. We had something like this earlier, like one of our earlier episodes. I think it was within the first 20 episodes. We said what our greatest game of the year was,
Of
and
all time.
of all time.
This I
Yeah,
listen,
God of War was not it.
yeah, like I said, I love God of War 2018. It's one of my favorite games of all time, but it's not my favorite game of all time. But it's interesting that, you know, and what John is referring to and putting it into kind of perspective for him is like, you know, you have a lot of different games on here that we grew up with, like a Mario 64. What else is on here? Shit.
Like, why was Burnout 3? Why did that defeat Chrono Trigger?
Yeah,
What the fuck? You know, like stuff like that, right?
yeah. Batman Arkham City beat Super Mario 64. You know, Pokemon Yellow beat Street Fighter 2. I'm sorry, just can't. Like, and then like Shadow of the Colossus going up against Dark Souls, like the Rise of the Tomb Raider getting beating Half-Life 2, like Apex
Was that a good
Legends
game?
beating Super Metroid. You know what I mean? It's just like, why are these games going up against each other? Like, what criteria is here? This just seems like here's some top games. Like most of them are from present time, or at least within, you know, the past few generations. And then there's like super old games. It's like these people that are voting for this shit didn't play. No one grew up with Super Mario 64 who's voting for this. No one grew up with Half-Life 2 who's voting for this. Like,
I don't know what the age was on this, because some of these things I might be like, oh, they were young, but then others like World of Warcraft beating Fortnite. You know, I think a bunch of kids would vote for Fortnite, you know what I mean? Or younger
yeah, kids don't like
adults.
Fortnite like that. Like,
Really?
yeah, kids like my daughter's. I mean, she's never really been into it, but there's a lot of kids that say they don't really like Fortnite and they're tired of it being everywhere. So,
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 was against Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Yeah,
yeah, it's just like random. You know what I mean? Like, what?
I mean, I'd appreciate it. I appreciate it. You can't put everything against like the same,
Nah, I'm not saying, but like, then you need to have, I feel like if you're going to go, you know, Minecraft versus Fable 2, right? The Witcher 3 mm-hmm. versus Diablo 2, you know what I mean? Like, this is, I feel like you break those types of games down and then, you know, you got Journey going up against Dishonored. Like, I don't know, you break each type of game down, you know, and then you kind of have the tops of those go against, I don't know, the tops of right. other, you know, it's just like really kind of random. Yeah, like Chrono Trigger losing to Burnout, like bro, Persona come 5 on.
Royal against Mario Brothers 3.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just like,
of course Mario 3 is going to win.
Yeah, this is a weird, it's a legendary. weird poll. And then like, of course, like, yeah, kids are going to always pick like newer shit over something they never experienced before. It doesn't matter how good it is. You know, it's a
Grand Theft Auto 5. It was down to Grand Theft Auto 5 and God of War.
Yeah.
It's weird. Do you feel God of War, Grand Theft Auto 5? I feel God of War should have made it to at least, you know, the semis. But like, do you think Grand Theft Auto 5 should have made it to the finals?
I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised Grand Theft Auto 5 didn't beat God of War.
I'm surprised it beat Breath of the Wild.
It's Grand Theft Auto 5. People love Grand Theft Auto 5.
People loved Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, but people love Breath of the Wild. People that play video games love Breath of the Wild. People that don't play video games love Grand Theft Auto.
That shit beat Final Fantasy 7. So they're saying Grand Theft Auto 5 is better than Final Fantasy 7, in essence. Because if Final Fantasy 7 made it, it would have beat that too. I feel. Not the what? Remake, the OG.
God Grand Theft Auto 5.
No, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, like, it's a different type of monster, man. You know, and that's why I said I'm surprised that it didn't.
And it's still going, so.
Yeah, and they you know, talking about re-release it on you know, the next-gen consoles, I think, next year.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's like.
The game's, like, 5 years old. Yeah. Five? At least.
Is Grand Theft Auto 5?
It's more than that. It's more than that, isn't it?
Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in 2013.
So 8? Yeah. Shit. Damn.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 right. came out, you know, at the end of PS3.
Damn.
So it was like, you know, it made sense for it to be on PS4. Yeah, original release September 2013.
I do not pay attention to that game at all.
So it'll
franchise.
So next year it'll come out in its 8th year on a new console. You know, like,
instead of making 6
in its 9th year, almost. Yeah, well, I'm sure they're work. I mean, look, they, you know how much money they are making in Grand Theft Auto? Like, they don't have to make anything else ever again. They can just,
I mean,
bank on Grand Theft Auto Online and just like, bro, it's the only type of game you're going to get casuals and hardcores to play seriously for extended periods of time.
I mean,
really, right?
Clearly,
now.
Judging by that Rockstar Zoom board meeting that they debuted at E3 that day, they must be working on something.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure they are. But again, they're in no rush. And
that was the worst.
They, yeah. They make enough money to, you know, take their time. So they're not. The interesting thing is, though, like, I think the Housers are gone, you know, from Rockstar right now. So see what type of cadence, you know, it'll be. And I feel like,
do you think that stopped everything they were working on, or did it go business as usual?
I feel like, you know, I don't know. We'll see what comes of Grand Theft Auto without them there, you know, if mm-hmm. they are really the driving force that, you know, we think they are, or, you know, if Grand Theft Auto lives and dies with them, you know what I mean, then it'll be interesting, you know, to see what 6 looks like. It'll be crazy if like Saints Row is better than Grand Theft Auto 6, the new Saints Row that's coming out, that's like totally like not Saints Row.
Doubtful.
Yeah. Who knows? You never know with this stuff, bro. You never know with this stuff. People have ruined much less, you know. So, you know, you never know. Yes, you never know how much of a hand, you know, someone is, you know, has in the development of something, and you know, how much their input, you know, kind of spurs along the growth. But
no, I was gonna say, for that, you know, anecdote you gave, because I'm not familiar with all that stuff as much as Brian is, you know.
Brian's not as well,
intellectual behind the business. Yeah, but that's all I got for you, sir.
Sir, that's all I got as well, sir.
Oh man,
episode 48, All Day I Play Radio. Appreciate you all coming through and hanging out with us again. You know, obviously you can come check us out at All Day I Play Radio on Instagram, All Day I Play Radio on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you're looking for the show. Episode 48 will be up this evening. Right, it's Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
As of today, Wednesday.
So, you know, you can hit up my man John on Instagram at Moon Knight 9000 and 9000 Moon Knight on Twitter. You can holler at me on both Instagram and Twitter at BrianP_83. And of course, you know, just check us out on Instagram, like I said, throughout the week. And we shall let you all know what is going on and what the haps are and what's not. Sir?
Dude, thank you so much.
Thank you as well, sir. Appreciate it. Always my guy.
My guy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys too.
Absolutely.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.